101.3 The Coast. Good morning. I'm Larry McKay, and in the studio, Dr. Juliette Lomax-Homier. She is the campus dean of Florida State University College of Medicine's regional campus in Fort Pierce. Dr. Homier is responsible for overseeing the clinical education for third and fourth year medical students there, and she works closely with the clerkship directors, the Treasure Coast medical community, and facility and staff to ensure the quality of the clinical education. Dr. Lomax-Homier, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, a lot of people may not be aware of this facility up there and some of the great things that are going on there in Fort Pierce. Why don't you enlighten us a little bit as to FSU's branch there?
Well, let me tell you, and thank you for asking. FSU, the College of Medicine, was born actually in about 2001. The regional campus has been here since 2007, and our goal is to educate third and fourth year medical students who come down from the Tallahassee main campus to complete their medical education.
Okay. Now, what are some of the goals there at the campus? You had mentioned a few things before we came on the air.
The goals in our distributive model is to have them shadow local physicians and do their medical rotations within our local hospitals. We want them to learn patient-centered medical care and to learn from people who have been practicing for a long period of time that can be excellent role models for them.
Okay. And after they're done with this, where would you like to see them going after they complete it?
After they complete their 4 years of residencies, we want to entice them to come back to the Treasure Coast and practice in some of the physicians' offices, perhaps, that they trained with, or some of the hospitals. We want them back here in this community. Many of our students have ties to the South Florida area, mm-hmm. So why not come back to practice to the Treasure Coast?
Come back home. We need them, right?
Absolutely.
We can't have enough. And this is a growing area. This is one of the biggest growing areas in the country right now.
And so we want them to seize the opportunities that really are here, and especially if they forge relationships with our local community of physicians, we think that it should be an early transition. In the education of medical students, because we don't have enough residency programs within the state, we recognize that many of them leave the state for their continued training. But we still want them to come back to Florida to practice medicine. That is really why the medical school was born, to service the local community, the underserved community, the geriatric population, as well as, in general, the underserved people.
Yeah, you think about that field and you think about to get the full training, you have to leave the area. And I don't think people realize you can get it right here in the Treasure Coast.
Right here. The students rotate through pediatrics, general surgery, psychiatry, obstetrics and gynecology, general surgery. They see everything, family practice, internal medicine, and they have such a wealth of information that's right here within our community.
Okay, where is the campus located again?
The campus is actually located on the campus of the Indian River State College in Fort Pierce on the North 35th Street side. We have a beautiful building that was jointly funded by Indian River State College and FSU, and we have wonderful technology right here locally. People are still amazed that Florida, Fort Pierce, has a regional medical school campus branch. I'm still amazed.
And I'm stunned. You know, I lived around Florida, done radio all over the state, been on the Treasure Coast since February, and I honestly did not know this. So this is really amazing.
FSU College of Medicine has 6 regional campuses. Fort Pierce and Daytona Beach were the last 2 to come on board, but our students select us in a lottery. And before it was the last draw, and now it's the most popular choice because people really are happy with the education that they receive here.
Well, go Seminoles. How about that? And that pains me to say that as a Gator fan.
Go Noles, absolutely. And I'm happy to be speaking to you. We equal opportunity for everyone.
That's right. Absolutely. That's just fantastic. How can people get in touch with this program? How can they contact?
The FSU College of Medicine has a website, and we would implore you to look at it. And I would love to talk to any high school seniors that are out there that are considering medicine as a career, because there is some preparation that's required. The FSU College of Medicine has a summer program for students that are interested in medicine. That's in Tallahassee, and it's about a week's period long. the website for FSU College of Medicine would be the best place to gain all of your information.
We're talking to Dr. Juliette Lomax-Homier, the campus dean at the Florida State University College of Medicine's regional campus right here in Fort Pierce. I just want to touch on Breast Cancer Awareness Month. What are some of the things people should really focus in on this month? What would be one of the main things that you would recommend?
Number one, breast cancer affects 1 in 9 women. All of us know someone personally that has been affected by this disease. Mm-hmm. Breast cancer can also affect men. So if you're in a family that has women under the age of 50 with a diagnosis of breast cancer or male members with breast cancer, then you need to look at the genetic portion of that and think that it could be a family trait, and you should specifically have genetic counseling and genetic testing. That's number one. But number two, for us average folk, we need to encourage each other to have screening of your breasts at least every year once you're over the age of 50. And by screening, I'm saying mammograms. Many people will say, I cannot afford a mammogram, I don't have insurance. But most facilities are offering specials this month, especially for breast cancer awareness, so that all of us can have the opportunity for mammography. The other thing is breast self-examination. I still believe in. Many times a woman, if she's aware, will notice a lump herself. Mm-hmm. The evidence is stating that that's not as accurate, but I am still going to encourage you to examine your breast. More importantly, you should interview all of the women in your family, your workplace, mm-hmm. to encourage all of us to make sure that we keep up with our screenings.
Fantastic advice. Of course, there's lots of ways for support and research that you can help out. Go to our website at coast1013.com and check that out. Dr. Juliette Lomax-Homier, thank you so much for coming in. She is the campus dean at Florida State University's College of Medicine's regional campus in Fort Pierce. And seniors out there, if you're thinking about getting in the medical field, you should definitely go to the website and tell us about that again if they would like to check out.
There's a summer practicum program where students can be selected and they travel to Tallahassee. It's a week-long program teaching you about medicine. I really encourage anybody that has an opportunity to have time off in the summer to do that. I recognize that many of the students are working during the summer. Mm-hmm. It's a selection process, so I want to make sure all of you have the opportunity to be selected. So please take a look at our website.
Doctor, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for hosting us. We appreciate it.